Ian Teofield, Bonneville Pontiac Hockey Analytics, Line Connect, Michael Menzies here. It's your first intermission. Joined alongside head coach Jed Mercier here in the bowels of Center Fire Place. And coach, you know, I don't know if it's just because I was back home for a game and hadn't watched a game from that particular location, but damn, did your team play with a lot of pace last night. And right from puck drop, I thought, man, this is fast. This looks like a team that is, you know, playing playoff-like hockey. Obviously, the scoreboard went your way as well. Just your assessment, your thoughts the last night.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, I think we've talked lots about wanting to be connected and wanting to play with that type of pace. At the end of the day, I think you got to be quicker than the opposition. And so to do that, you need to get places quick and you need to have support. And I thought, you know, overall, we did a good job of it. I think we've been doing a much better job here of late of protecting pucks. Making better decisions with the puck. Again, there's always times where that can be cleaned up. But especially in the second and third period, for me, some of the zone time that we had in their zone 5-on-5 versus what we gave up zone time 5-versus-5, I thought was a big difference in the game. And a lot of that has to do, again, with just pace and puck management.
Yeah, and most of the time for yourself in building up that cushion, that was 5-on-5. That wasn't just, you know, power play merchants, whatever. And I thought it was a real testament to your group that there are a couple moments where it could have teetered the other way. You know, you take a penalty, you probably don't like that penalty, it's quickly in your nets 2-1. You know, maybe the Pontiacs of weeks ago, maybe that's a tie game, and maybe now the momentum's flipped, but it seemed like your team just stuck with it and, you know, was able to punch through those paper roofs, as it were. Just what did you think about a couple of those moments where it could have hinged a different direction?
Well, you were right. We've been there all year where just it hasn't taken much. It's been little moments in games. And again, let's face it, we've been chasing this thing since the onset, and the margin of error has been small. Everybody says why and all this stuff. If everybody knew it, well, you wouldn't be in this spot. But I think sometimes you got to work up some scar tissue, and those things just don't come naturally to a team and to players. And we're hoping we're hitting our groove here now, and that it's not too little, too late. But ultimately, we're focusing on today. We know today there's no time to relax. What's done is done up until this point, and today becomes very important, but it's also very exciting, and we want to attack this thing with enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, and I cut a little bit of your message to the team before we took off onto the bus, and you know, when you're the team that's kind of in the predator mode, let's say you're chasing down a team, and obviously your backs are against the wall in one way, but isn't it really just a mindset thing? Because on the other hand, you could think of it as, well, why should we be tight? You know, what do we got to lose in this sort of scenario? And I think I've seen this team in the last couple games play with almost a freedom. Not to say that they're loose on the ice, but that they're, you know, it doesn't feel like there's this weight on their shoulders. They're coming out and playing. How do you manage? Sort of the question the same way last night. The mindsets and that sort of perspective on things. Because these are young people, they can still make mistakes, and how do you prepare them for that?
Well, we'll find out tonight, but we've broken this thing down one step at a time, and you know, and it's not during the season and we tried to get ahead of ourselves by any stretch, but again, I just think you have to take your lessons along the way, and through that to the players themselves, a lot of this is new for them, for a lot of guys in the sense of being in this position, and so you know, we want to make sure that, again, that there's zero letdown starts with making sure we understand the urgency. You talk about loose. I think the urgency in our play shift in and shift out has risen.
Yeah.
And that's been a real big key for us. And certainly tonight that's going to be a big key again.
You go with the one lineup change with Sandu in. I was curious where you might turn to in goal. You go back to Lorette. He's obviously had success here against the Old Barons. Was that just the deciding factor to you, or just walk me through your decision there and then with Jovan getting in?
Well, I think, you know, we had discussion on it. Obviously, we've got all the confidence in Sally. Yet ultimately, Ben's kind of been in there since the start of this mini three-game series, and really what it come down to is if Ben felt good, If we were going into game three of a playoff series, which the schedule has kind of set up exactly like that, other than we got an extra day rest in there, would we be switching goalies? And the answer was no. And so that ultimately is the mindset going in there. And we're attacking this thing like playoffs. It is playoffs for us. And then just getting Sandy in there, we felt coming into this rink, we needed to get a little more size in our lineup. Austin Wentz comes out, we thought he played real hard. He took some big hits there last night, mm-hmm. factors into it too, and get a little more size and sandpaper up front to play in this rink against these guys.
Yeah, I thought your team dealt with that pretty well, things considered, when the game was at a 4 or 5 goal discrepancy. You say, hey, these guys might, take their pound of flesh, as it were. But I'm sure as you look at maybe the total power play opportunities for and against, that might be something you try to bring down. How do you manage that aspect? Because you want to play right to the edge, but you know that, okay, where's that standard going to be, right?
Yeah, and that's something we work on every day. We try and work on and practice a lot of our competitive stuff. Obviously, we're not calling penalties, but we're addressing penalty situations. In all our competitive stuff we do, discipline's huge. We want to be 4 or less penalties a night. We weren't. Sometimes you can't control that. I'm not sure, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time looking at it to see if it was refs or not. Can't do nothing about it. And our main focus, again, will be just the discipline's big. Discipline on the road is big, but being tough between the whistles and, really at the end of the day, it's doing what you need to do when you need to do it. And so that's the mindset we have.
Best of luck tonight, Coach.
Great, thanks.